Now you have a very provocative talk set up, I think, for tomorrow, talking about a possible replacement trial for COA. Can you talk about that?
We haven't made any decisions at this point, but I can certainly talk about some of the concepts that we think are really interesting and quite promising. And in the past, the NSABP has really not studied anti-EGFR, anti-epidermal growth factor receptor therapy. And we think that there is emerging data for both cetuximab and panitumumab that these monoclonal antibodies may be ready for use in the colon-adjuvant situation. The intergroup at the present time is looking at FOLFOX with or without cetuximab as a single agent, which you think is a very rational study. And in fact, in the interval between our current study and our next study, we plan to support the intergroup trial and have encouraged our members to do that. Panitumumab is interesting for a number of reasons because it's a fully human monoclonal antibody. It doesn't have any murine components, so there aren't any anti-mouse antibodies produced by patients. It also is associated with lower rates of infusion reactions, and so there's some theoretical advantages with this molecule, although its mechanism of action is apparently very similar to cetuximab. Now, the data that Len Saltz presented not too long ago with the BOND-2 trial, combining both cetuximab with Avastin or bevacizumab, we found very intriguing as well. That is to attack the tumor not only by an anti-angiogenic effect, but also using an anti-EGFR, anti-proliferative effect in combination. In his preliminary data, although it was relatively small numbers, non-randomized sequential study, still was very intriguing that the response rates when cetuximab and bevacizumab were given together to irinotecan refractory patients with metastatic colon cancer, the response rates were significantly higher, about twice as high as when cetuximab was given by itself in previous studies. Obviously, this doesn't establish clearly that the combined monoclonal therapy is superior, but it gives a hint that this may be a productive strategy to pursue.
I guess we should also point out those patients got irinotecan.
Some of the patients got irinotecan, and some of the patients just got cetuximab and bevacizumab alone. For the patients that were resistant to irinotecan and then received further irinotecan plus the combined monoclonal antibodies, both cetuximab and bevacizumab, 37% of those patients responded. For patients that received only the antibodies without the irinotecan, the response rate was about 20%, but still substantial activity.
So can you also talk about the data that was recently presented on panitumumab compared to best supportive care? And did that enter into the interest that the group has in looking at that?
Very definitely. It's further support that anti-EGFR monoclonal antibodies are going to be important in colon cancer. This was a so-called FLASH study, where there were patients, more than 300 patients, who had had two or three previous chemotherapy regimens for metastatic colorectal cancer. So they were far along in the natural history of their disease. These patients were then randomized to either best supportive care or that same best supportive care plus panitumumab as a single agent. And the endpoint here was progression-free survival, and there was a marked improvement in progression-free survival among the patients getting panitumumab. In fact, the hazard ratio for progression-free survival hazard ratio was decreased by about 46% in patients getting panitumumab, and these results were highly statistically significant. So here we have a randomized study looking not at tumor response rates, but progression-free survival that showed a definite biological effect. And as a single agent, panitumumab also produces objective responses in about 10% of patients previously treated with chemotherapy, which is very similar to what we've seen with cetuximab.
And now has a similar study been done with cetuximab versus no therapy or best supportive care?
Not to my knowledge.
So this is really the first time in colon cancer that single agent anti-EGFR therapy has resulted in progression-free survival.
Advantage, that's correct. That's my understanding.
What has been seen in terms of side effects and toxicity?
Panitumumab toxicity, like cetuximab, is cutaneous eruption, acneiform skin rash. And in fact, nearly 100% of patients getting panitumumab have been reported to have some degree of skin rash. Infusion reactions have been very uncommon with panitumumab. There are a variety of other side effects seen very infrequently, diarrhea, I believe, fatigue, but the major dose-limiting side effect has been skin rash.
Any comparison with the skin rash to cetuximab?
Not a formal comparison. And if you poll oncologists, I think at least the oncologists that I've talked with, medical oncologists, have felt that the frequency and severity of skin rash are quite similar, although there is at least one report that suggests that maybe panitumumab might have a little less skin rash, but I think that's very soft data.
And to what extent, if any, has panitumumab been studied with chemotherapy?
There's a large randomized trial currently being conducted that's called the PACE trial. It's for first-line metastatic colorectal cancer. All patients receive chemotherapy, either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI. Most of the patients receive FOLFOX in this particular study design. All patients also receive bevacizumab in addition. The experimental group also receives panitumumab, so they get dual monoclonal antibody inhibition, anti-EGFR, anti-angiogenesis therapy with chemotherapy. My understanding is that there have been several hundred patients entered into this trial now, and that the results in terms of progression-free survival may be available as early as the second quarter of 2007.
So if the drug were available right now, assuming the study that you discussed had been published in a peer-reviewed journal and showed what their presentation documented, How do you think it would fit into non-protocol management?
Would it be embraced in clinical practice now?
Yeah, and where and how?
Yeah, I think that it probably would be. It's an anti-EGFR monoclonal. It shows similar response rates to cetuximab in phase 2 trials. There's definite survival benefit in advanced disease. I think it would be used as a salvage treatment in patients having failed chemotherapy as a single agent. And I think it's very likely that clinicians would consider substituting panitumumab for cetuximab combined with chemotherapy. You might think that that's a leap of faith because there really isn't any data out there, but with the lower rate of infusion reactions, being a fully human monoclonal antibody with the data that's there, my guess is that clinicians may incorporate it into the treatment regimens with chemotherapy. But again, at this point, we don't have data specifically to support that.